Panda Talks is a podcast that uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised for anyone under the age of 14. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm your host, Panda.
And I'm Brady.
Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I'm so excited that at the stroke of 12, coronavirus just disappeared along with the racism. And what else are we facing in this country right now? Political agenda.
I don't know.
Just like everyone promised it would, it came true. I'm just being an ass. Sorry.
Facetious.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year. We hope you celebrated safely and had fun. As much fun as our neighbors, who apparently had a guy throwing up on what sounded like our lawn for 45 minutes. I wasn't there.
Yeah. So I was playing Animal Crossing at, I'm going to say 11, it was between 11:30 and 11:45. And somebody like down the block starts lighting off fireworks. And I just hear these booms. And then between the booms, I hear a weird noise. I'm like, what in the hell is that? And then the fireworks stop. And I can just hear some guy next door, which sounded like it was like right in front of the house, just vomiting for what seemed like 45 minutes. But I didn't check because I didn't really care to like see it. And plus, if it's like, if he's drunk and I yell at him to get off my yard, he's probably not going to know what I'm talking about.
Belligerents are so fun. I worked at a gas station right next to a bar. And we'd get belligerent men all the time. Super scary. Anyways, we're not here to talk about New Year's. We are here to give our...
We're not here to talk about other people drinking. We're here to talk about...
us drinking. That was a better segue.
I know.
Well, the topic of the show, if you've not already read the title, is our top anime recommendations. So let's all grab our drinks and get drinking and talking and kick up our feet. Relax.
Responsibly.
Yeah. So Brady, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking one of my last two cranberry ginger ales.
Oh no. Is there any more at Costco?
No, there won't be any till next October, November, whenever they show up for Thanksgiving. Gosh.
What are you going to do? What if I drink the last one tomorrow? Would you kill me?
No, I'll be fine.
Would you?
Yeah. We have a bottle of Martinelli's in the fridge and I'll just drink that with my daughter.
Yeah, she was looking forward to it. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh, sorry. I tried to fight it off. Yeah, she's looking forward to it today. We never got to it.
Well, we were going to, but then she fell asleep. We went for a drive and she fell asleep. So.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait till tomorrow.
What am I drinking, you ask so lovingly? I never have to just put myself out there.
Hey, what are you drinking?
You're the worst. I got a new tea. And I know I said I was exclusively buying Tazo, but we went to the Asian market and I've been wanting this tea for a while. I guess I should search Tazo better, but it wasn't available at our local Smith's. It is jasmine tea. And because I can tell you're not going to ask me, it's amazing.
Oh, how is your jasmine tea?
I love it because I love the smell of jasmine. And what's the word? Correlates with my sign. I'm a Pisces and...
Does it get imported from Agrabah?
Agrabah?
That's where jasmine lives.
Oh my hell. Get out. Don't come back. We need to get going. We got a long episode. The tea's great. Jasmine's one of my favorite smelling essential oils and it correlates with my sign, Pisces. And then I tasted this and it was just like Bart Simpson tasting... hot cocoa for the first time. Just that, oh my gosh, just that 100%. So, all right, let's get into today's discussion. I'm really excited about this. I'm so passionate about anime. I don't have many people I can talk to about it. And this one's from my nephew, Pookins. Shout out, Pookins. This is for you, boy. He's been getting into anime a lot recently and kind of brought up, you know, wanting to discuss, hey, I watched this. And, you know, then I'll shout. So I decided, it was on my list of things I wanted to make an episode about anyway. So let's just get into it. I made quite an organized list, Brady. And you made a short list. So did you want to just shout out yours? Did you want me to just go in order of mine and you can say, oh, I'd add this to this section, or?
Well, I can do mine. And then, like I told you before the show, I feel like I'm forgetting some. But if while you're reading yours and one pops into my head, I will throw it in there. Just, you know, unless you have it on your list already. My list starts with my favorite show is Eureka 7. And it's one I watched. I was probably like 19, 20-ish. This is like right when I was first like getting back into anime. Because when I was younger, I'd watch like Pokemon. And then I got out for a while and I called all...
Because you don't know Pokemon's anime as a kid. It's just another show.
And you don't know like Teen Titans and Avatar are like Americanized anime, but they're still like, you know, a form of it.
Yeah.
And so I'd gotten out of it and I got in a real bad habit of like hanging out with my friend who his brother watched anime and he would always make fun of his friend. So I'd be like, or he would always make fun of his brother. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make fun of your brother too. And then like I started watching it one night because it used to be on Adult Swim every night, but now it's only on there like once a week. Maybe, I don't know. We haven't had Cartoon Network for a long time.
We don't pay for TV.
Yeah, so the one night I'd watch it every night, and then I got into it. And the first one that, like, there was two of them that really got me back into it, and one of them was Eureka 7. And it's only 52 episodes long, not very long. I guess if you buy it on DVD, it's divided into like two seasons, but I think of it as just one show, one big long season. And then the other one that got me back into
Do you want to kind of, what is the plot? Like, this is, without giving much away, just say this is what it's about. A synopsis? So, is that what a synopsis is?
I think so.
It sounds like a college. You so, I'll save that for off air.
So, basically, it starts off with this kid who hates his life. His dad's dead. His dad is known as the savior of the world. Like, he basically killed himself to save the world.
His dad was Cousin Eddie from the popular movie Independence Day.
Yeah. And so this kid grows up, but then...
I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
I'll try to do like a quick, because I don't want to take forever, because you got a huge ass list.
I do. I love anime.
Basically, it's a giant robot show where these people are on the run from the government, because the government is trying to, in their mind, save the world. But they're basically going about it in a way that's going to destroy the world. And the rebels are trying to like, oh, we're going to stop you by doing it this way. Which is kind of almost identical to a book I just read that I just figured out. But yeah, so the government thinks they're doing everything to stop it. They're basically trying to fight these Corallians, is what they're called, away. And these guys have figured out that they're not like the enemy. You can coexist, whatever. So it's a good show. It's kind of based around a love story. So, but giant robots fighting.
Has Crispin Freeman,
Johnny Bosch,
favorite voice actors. Johnny Bosch, another one of my favorites.
And it's like, it's basically like the guy that wrote it, his idea was like, he loved surfing. And one of the main premises of the show is they surf in the sky. They have special surfboards that pick up on stuff in the air and they surf in the sky.
Good. Okay. Sorry.
Cool. The second one I got me back into it was Inuyasha.
Was that not one you watched as a youth?
I remember like watching it, but it wasn't like something I like would watch all the time. It was like every once in a while it would be on, kind of like Captain Planet. Like, I wouldn't say that I was like a huge Captain Planet fan, but I like when it was on, I'd watch it. So it was the same thing with Inuyasha. But then once I like was like I said, 18, 19, I started watching it and I was like, this show's really good. It's basically about a guy who's like half, his mom was a human and his dad was a wolf demon. And so he's like a half demon and they're trying to, Well, he fell in love with this girl, and she had a jewel that like would increase anybody's power, whoever had it. So he tried to steal it. She stopped him. They made a relationship, fell in love, and then basically they get tricked, and he thinks she tried to kill him. She thinks he tried to kill her. And then the jewel gets broken. Or no, the basically the jewel gets broken. And then a girl from the future goes back in time through a well, finds this guy, and then they're trying to get all the pieces because they fell into demons' hands. So now all of a sudden there's these super strong demons everywhere that they have to go kill. Now it's basically around a love story too, I guess. But kind of like a unspoken, like there's some tension between the main two characters, but they'll never say anything. But so that was my other one. And then around that time, also, I really got into Bleach. And I'll throw a couple in there because they're, what are they called? They're shonen. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, they're basically making the manga and the show goes on forever. Like,
yeah.
So I'll throw Bleach in there, which is also with Naruto. And I don't know if Dragon Ball is the same. I have Dragon Ball on my show.
Dragon Ball's. It's the story that never ends.
Well, Dragon Ball's ended like 3 times. It's actually ended right now. They did Super.
But it's not.
And then they ended it. So we'll see how long
this
stays.
What is Chris Sabat going to do? That is like, he is like 90% of that show, voice and behind the scenes.
He gets work. He's still got One Piece.
He'll always have One Piece.
So he's always pick a muscle man in a show and that's who he is. So those shows are basically like you follow the main character and the main character is a person who basically is unassuming and then they become more powerful than everybody through the series of the show. But they're usually like some kind of a reject. So Bleach, Ichigo Kurosaki, 15-year-old kid.
He's not a reject. He's just a 15-year-old kid.
This girl's about to die. She gives him her powers and then lo and behold, this kid who's still alive, because spoiler alert, the other people are spirits from the spirit world who came over to ours to help. He's got a ton of power and he's still alive. It shouldn't happen. So then they train him and stuff. And so he becomes super strong. It's just this. I think I stopped watching after, I want to say 300 episodes.
Yeah.
But maybe it wasn't quite 300. But yeah, that one. And then there's Naruto, which I want to say has, if you put all the series together, it has like over 1,000. Because there's Naruto, and then there's Naruto Shippuden, and then there's Boruto, which is about his kid. I haven't seen any of Boruto, but seen a lot of Naruto, a lot of Shippuden. They're both really good.
Are you going to go over Dragon Ball or no?
Dragon Ball, if people don't know what Dragon Ball is, about it, it's
Superman.
Super good show. I mean, I thought it was just dumb until I watched it, because I was like, I don't get it. I've never watched the original Dragon Ball. I watched Dragon Ball Z, which is after he is already an adult and married, and he has a kid. But it's basically a dude that's from another planet. Yeah, it's like Superman. So he comes here.
Gets his power from the sun.
I don't know if he gets his power from the sun.
I thought he did. Anyways.
I don't know. But he basically just comes here. In Dragon Ball Z, you find out that he is a Saiyan from the planet Vegeta. And these basically were like the strongest people in the galaxy, but their planet's been blown up. So there's only a handful left. And his dad was like one of the strongest guys. And then you basically find out through the series of the show that their power level, like you can just basically once they get beat, they can just come back stronger. Like that's their superpower. So if you beat them, odds are they're going to come back and beat you the next time. So basically, they're unstoppable kind of thing. But
I just wanted to say one quick thing about shonen anime. Mm-hmm. Three? Did you mention three?
I did Bleach, Naruto, and Dragon Ball.
Okay. My number one favorite anime falls in this category. And I just want to give a disclaimer. These animes go on for like 800 plus episodes. So like my favorite anime, I've mentioned it before, is One Piece. I started this when I was 12. I really got into it when I was like 17, 18. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how, like, and I eventually caught up, but I didn't know how many episodes were out. Looking at it now, seeing as they're in like 800 plus episodes, I wouldn't have started if I hadn't seen One Piece. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't start it now. And that's like with Bleach, kind of got into it once the whole Bount arc happened. I was like, this is dumb and weird.
Yeah, that was a boring arc.
Yeah, Naruto. So I tried getting back into Bleach, but it had the same problem with Dragon Ball Z and Naruto. It's just, it's so damn long, it feels hopeless. So there's your warning. If you don't want to get into like a year commitment, like years, don't start these. Like, as much as I love One Piece, I'm like, if you don't start it, I don't blame you, because it's overwhelming. If I wasn't caught up with the series, I don't know how I could keep watching.
I guess like Inuyasha also falls under that. So Inuyasha and Bleach, I'm not sure about Naruto, but they both basically like they were running almost alongside with the manga, which is just the comic books.
The original story, yeah.
And then Inuyasha did it, and I know Bleach also did it. They got to a certain point where the manga was still going strong, but the viewership had started to kind of dwindle. So they just ended the show. So
I didn't know that happened with Bleach. I thought it was still going.
Yeah, I think Bleach made it to like 315. I think the manga's still going, but
Austin 315?
316.
Oh, damn it.
So basically, Inuyasha just ended, and I didn't know that, so I was just watching it, and then one day they, like, finished a fight, and they're like, and we're gonna keep doing this forever, whatever, and then it said the end, and I was like, okay, but then once the manga finished, they came back and did the final act, so they had Inuyasha, the final act, where they just basically took the end of the story.
I was gonna say, it was only, like, seven or eight seasons?
Yeah, the original was 7 seasons, and I think the final act, they just did in one.
Okay.
But Bleach, I think, went up to 315, then stopped, and I haven't heard about it finishing. So it might still be going. And then Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, I believe both have ended. Because they have Boruto. So
yeah.
That's still going.
But it's still like a continuation. Anyways, let's get on with your list.
This is
either going to be a two-parter or a super long one. I haven't decided yet.
My next one on my list is Evangelion. Which
those are more movies than
well they had its original series from like the 90s. So they're remaking them in movies. So they took the old animation, they redid it, made it nice, crisp, cut out all the filler crap, brought in, I don't know if they have the same voice actors, I've never seen the original, but they brought in these people, redid their lines, so this whole thing runs brand new. It looks like a brand new show. They're making 4 movies. I believe 3 of them are out. I don't know when the 4th one comes out. It could already be out. I know they come out in Japan like a year before they come out here. But it's basically about a kid whose his dad like runs this program. Surprise, surprise, it's another giant robot one where they fight. I want to say they're called angels. But these things just like show up. And they're just these giant monsters that wreck everything. So and they take it takes place in like Tokyo, so whenever they show up, the cool part is they like have a bunker that the city's built on top of, so as soon as the thing shows up, they just drop the city into a bunker, and then these giant robots come up and they just fight them. But there's a lot of like extra story going on behind, so that's kind of why it's a good show, because like the fighting's fun, but it's all about like this kid who like hates his dad, doesn't have many relationships, meets like this other girl who she like has no emotions, but she's an amazing pilot. He meets her and then they start kind of like he starts breaking through her barriers and she's like getting through to him kind of things. But it's a cool show. But yeah, you can either watch all the seasons or watch the movies when they're done. So, and then I have one that you hated, but I liked, Code Geass.
I wouldn't say I hated it. I feel like it just was on such a high pedestal that when it was just average, I don't know. It was below average. There's just some parts that I'm like, what the? And then, I don't know. I think it was just on a bit too big a pedestal, honestly.
Yeah. I think, like, everybody I know liked it, so that's probably why is everybody talks it up.
Yeah, that was, I'll get into my anime story later, but that was one from when I started watching anime. Everyone's like, you gotta watch Code Geass, it's the best. And then I met you and I'm like, have you seen Code? Like, everyone I start talking anime with is like, Code Geass, yeah! And, and it's Johnny Bosch, I love, but, and I loved his acting, I think he did good. Hell, I love him even with the potato chip line, which we can get into that later, that's a different anime, but like,
that was a different person too.
I swear that, who was it?
Mm.
I thought it was Johnny Bosch.
No, I'll have to look it up. He's not in many shows.
Where's my phone? But I don't, okay, anyways. Go over Code Geass. I didn't.
So yeah, Code Geass is about a kid who was a prince. And then his dad, something happens. I can't remember.
I don't know how you can explain this one without giving away spoilers.
Him and his sisters like become refugees. So his dad's the king, obviously. He's a prince, but now he's a regular guy. He hates his father. And basically he's a rich kid, but he tricks his way into joining this rebellion and then ends up leading the rebellion to fight his dad.
Yeah.
There's some pretty good twists in there. But yeah, it's a good show. I think that one's short too. It's like 50 something episodes. It's probably 52 because I think a bunch of these shows only run for about a year.
Yeah.
I also have Ghost in the Shell on here.
Great anime.
Super good show. That one's kind of an older one, but they have a movie that came out like in the 80s, early 90s, and then they remade it with the cast of the TV show. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like updated the animation and stuff and just had the new show cast do their lines. That one's about a detective who it probably says it in the movie. I can't remember, but she loses her body. So it's basically her mind inside of it's an entire robot body. Like she looks human because it's super deep in the future. It's her mind and basically her spirit inside of the robot. So it's called the Ghost in the Shell. So,
makes sense.
It's basically like the TV show is all about like, something will happen, like a hostage situation and something. And
it's
like
just a future force that goes in. Future robot cops.
Yeah, it's it's futuristic really good. Cop show.
Really good.
And then I have... I put Sekirei on here, which is a very... It's an adult show, but it's basically like... They're just people. I don't know. I never finished.
I thought they were like dolls or something.
I never
like
finished the series. Dolls? I never finished the second season. Oh. So there's two seasons of it. Basically, you find out like there's these girls and they're called Sekirei and you.
And boys.
And boys. And you, they basically like, once you awaken them, which is usually like kissing them, basically, they become like these superpowered fighters and then you use them to fight other people's Sekireis. And it's this huge competition, so there's only so many of them and they have to fight and then whoever is the last person standing basically wins.
I'm trying to think of the voice actor's name who's in it, but I don't know if we should mention him because wasn't he involved in something controversial? Chuck Huber.
Yeah, he was like the bad guy in the show.
Well, yeah, but wasn't there's that whole big thing with...
I don't know if he did anything or if he was just...
I thought his name was brought up citing with
his name was brought
Eric
up...
Bell.
No, not Eric Bell. It was it? Vic.
Oh, yeah, Vic. Not sorry, Eric. Yeah. Vic, yeah.
Vic was brought up in the thing. Vic Mignogna. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to it, so I'll just stay out of it.
But okay, well...
Bunch of drama.
Well, I do appreciate Chuck Huber's voice, even if he did something wrong, that's unfortunate. I can still enjoy his voice, right? Is that okay with me?
I don't know the main character's name, but he's that kid from Sergeant Frog. The boyfriend, or the crush.
Oh, I don't know who does his.
Yeah, I don't know his name. But it's good. Good voice acted show. Good storyline. There is a bit of nudity in it, so go in there
so
prepared.
Yeah, I couldn't get into this because it followed under the... I feel like animes usually fall, not all, but some of them fall into this like almost a rut. Like every episode, A happens, which leads to B happening, which leads to C happening, end of the episode. Like, you can always count on these things happening. I didn't watch a lot with you, so maybe it broke that mold, but the ones I did watch, it was like, shenanigans are going to ensue, a fight's going to break out, they're going to punch so hard their clothes fall off, which, it's funny, but we can get into this in a second, but like, I have a problem with like unnecessary nudity. Obviously, I don't care about nudity since like Prison School and Shimoneta are like two of my favorites. But just when it's just like randomly, I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to convey? Like, if it's just like not, if it doesn't have a place, what's the point?
I think that's why it falls under fan service.
Well, I know, but even like there's fan service that makes sense. And then I guess not. I guess fan service is just, hey, here's some tits because you wanted to see it. Like,
yeah,
has nothing to do with anything. So I guess I'm not a, I want to say I'm not a fan of fan service shows, but I do have a few on my list. So well,
I kind of look at it like Friday the 13th or Halloween. Like, yes, I know I'm going to see the movie and I'm going to see it for the slashers, the kills, whatever. But I know
you're going to see some titty.
I know more likely than not I'm going to see some nudity. And
we're going to go shopping today, but first we got to see some nipple.
Shout out to Rodney Carrington. So we don't get, I don't know if you can get in trouble for that, but
I like to think of the little can of these little like jokes I slide in and don't acknowledge. I like to think we have a huge fan base, and every time they're like, hey, that's Rodney Carrington, they get a house point.
Oh, okay.
McCade.
Sorry.
House points to Gryffindor, so or yeah. Ravenclaw. He wants to be Ravenclaw.
I like that show. Bit of nudity. Super funny. And then my last one that I have on here is one I didn't finish that you did, so it kind of like fell off your list, but I still have it on mine. Is Rosario plus Vampire, but I believe you say it Rosario 2 Vampire.
I don't know. And I guess Or is it Rosario and Vampire?
I thought I heard somebody say Rosario 2 Vampire, but I don't know.
We'll just call it plus.
Rosario plus Vampire. Basically, it's about a kid who mistakenly gets sent to a school for monsters, and then everybody wants to kill him because he's a human, and they all like to kill humans for some reason. But then he becomes friends with this girl who's a vampire, and then they basically,
harem.
That one falls under, yeah, it's a harem, but it falls under your other show where it's
same thing. Yeah.
Hijinks, so, fighting.
Yeah, that was my problem. Rosario plus Vampire, my problem with it is it really fell in a rut, that ABC rut. It got, second season got really etchy, which again, I don't care about etchy, but just randomly like, because there's some funny bits, like when the sister went like flying by on her bicycle and her skirt was flying up and everyone's like, whoa, we just got passed up by the strawberry, because like she had strawberry underwear on. Mm-hmm. And everyone just kept making reference to, everybody look out the side of the train, there's a girl with strawberry panties, and she just goes zooming by, like it's hilarious. But then there's bits that's just like, here's some boobs, here's some butt, and it's just like,
I don't feel like there was that much. I felt like there was like
a lot more. Episodes. No, it was almost constant in season two, and it's just unnecessary, which you're like, hey, whatever, I'll get over it. But then it fell into this other category that I have that just, did I not write this category down? Oh, I did. Just a shit ending, because what usually happens is the manga continues, but the show ends. And usually when that happens, it just has the shittiest ending and you're just so unsatisfied. So that was my major problem with it.
Yeah. So that's basically the end of my list. So
all right,
we can get into your list. And then if I think of some, I will add on.
Okay, apologies. Johnny Bosch did not do Light Yagami's voice in the hit series Death Note. It was
Brad Swale.
So I apologize. I could have sworn it was Johnny Bosch, but you know what? He did good. He sounds similar to Johnny. I think he can give me that. I don't have golden ears like you who can just win at the Masked Singer every time we watch it.
I don't win every time.
Majority.
Yeah.
You got it with Nick this... Or Aaron, what was it? Backstreet Nick?
Nick Carter, yeah.
Okay.
Spoilers if you...
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's been out for a couple
I don't
weeks,
think we so. Said if he won or not. We just said. Anyways, so you gave a brief introduction about how you got introduced into the world of anime, so I will do the same. And I have a long-ass list, so this is going to be an extra long episode. You're welcome. I just derailed my own train here. You're right, so I was living with my grandmother when I was 12, and my brother was like kindergarten, so he's like 5'6". And we'd watch 4Kids TV every Saturday. Saturday morning cartoons were not as good as they once were, but this is, anyways, 4Kids. It had Kirby. It had, I think it had Yu-Gi-Oh, but I didn't really get into that one, but it had One Piece.
Yeah, it had Yu-Gi-Oh because Joey was.
Yeah, the same guy as Meowth and Sanji.
No, yeah, Sanji, because he was.
Like, I thought you said he was the same as Meowth. It was just. Like, he just did an accent.
Yeah, it was, like, the same accent as Meowth, but it was a lot deeper. It was like, yo, Yugi, where you at? I'm like, what the freak? This guy from New York and everybody else is from, like, Tokyo? I don't know.
So, I remember my brother and I loved Kirby, but I lived for One Piece. And it was just so funny because I never questioned, like, Sanji always had a lollipop. You know, like... He had a shitty New York accent. Usopp was annoying AF, but like it had the, to this day, the best opening ever. Google search right now, One Piece 4Kids opening. Oh,
opening theme.
Opening theme. Oh yeah, sorry. Anyways, life goes on. We grow up. I had kind of forgotten about it. It was just a Saturday morning cartoon. And then... I want to say I was, I think I found it again when I was like in eighth grade on Adult Swim, and I was like, oh, they changed the voices, but then it like stopped playing on Adult Swim, but like I, again, kind of forgot about it, and then I was like either 16, 17, or like in that area. My boyfriend at the time was obsessed with anime, and I come from a really conservative, judgy family. I love you guys if you're listening, but you freaking are. And anime was weird. And anyone who watched it was weird. And I was just that closed-minded, didn't think for myself, still having the opinions of my parents. This is about the time I started thinking for myself, being like, well, parents think this, but what do I think? Anyways, I was relentless. I was mean to my boyfriend. I was mean to his little sister. I was mean to my best, our mutual friends. And I would just... berate them. That's childish. That's stupid. You're stupid for watching this. And he'd always go on and on about Code Gay. I almost did it. Code Geass. And I'd be like, yeah, you over there watching Code Gay Ass, like just trying to burn him. And then just one day I was just like on the computer and I just like was thinking of that show I loved. And then I looked it up, like finally remembered the name or one of the characters' names or something. I can't remember what clicked, but I like researched it, found out One Piece anime, and I was like, fuck. And I would like to say I did call up my boyfriend. We had broken up at this time, but I called him over to my house and I said, listen, I found out recently that I am into anime, and I like kind of told him the story, and I apologize like a bigger person. I said, I'm so sorry. And he was so cool. He's like, that's fine. You need to watch Code Geass. So, okay, long story short, too late. That was my introduction really into anime. And then from there, my mom had a coworker. She was kind of in between our ages, so she's kind of both our friends. And she was into anime, and she really opened the door for me. So, all right, that was my story. Hope you were into it.
Oh, I've heard it.
Were you into it?
But that's also how, I think we talked about on our episode where we talked about how we met. That was like our beginning bond, was that I was into it and you were also into it.
Yeah. But. Anyways, I just forgot. I was just going to say Mitch, Derek, Chris, and I want to say Misty, but I feel like that's wrong. Mitch's little sister. I doubt you guys will ever listen, but if this somehow reaches you, I'm sorry for being an asshole. Everyone who knew me in high school, I'm sorry for the... Anyways, we're not here to shit on me in high school, me. Let's get into my anime. I got a long-ass list. We're 5 minutes in. People's ears are bleeding.
We don't have time to just read off the names.
Okay. So this first little bit I did in like a top 10 style. Now I need to like disclaimer, I put a lot of thought into this, but I wouldn't necessarily say two through 10. I wouldn't say number two is more favorite than number 10. These are just like my top favorites and no order. Okay. So obviously One Piece, it's a show about a boy gathering a pirate crew and going to get the ultimate treasure, the One Piece, to become king of the pirates. Colin Klinkenbeard, Chris Sabat. It has a powerhouse. I could go on listing. Ian Sinclair's another one of my favorites on there. Eric Vell. And it's a great show. It gets a little weird. And again, if you're just starting out, don't want to watch this, I don't blame you. But I will say the current season, freaking amazing. Next one on my list is Durarara. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I just have the permanently stuck in my brain, the guy from Adult Swim, the announcer, just saying, up next at 8, Durarara, ra 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 ra. But it's a show about, I don't even know if I can describe it. It's so good. It's about, it lures you in about a Dullahan. And you're like, this is about a Dullahan, the headless rider of Tokyo. But it's about so much more. There's like this gang war. There's like these three best friends involved. Like, it's amazing. It is so freaking good. Chris Ben Freeman's in it. And I think that's the only voice I really recognize. I think, I can never say her last name. Brina Palencio?
I think it's Palencio.
Damn it. I called her Palinsky in the last one. Anyway, she's in it. I don't care for her voice in it, but it's the only other one I can like pick out. Next, my daughter and I have really gotten into My Hero Academia. Everyone recommended this. It is as good as they say it is. Probably not like my favorite. I think what really draws me to it is my daughter is so damn cute, because I was watching it and I have a hard time with the names and keeping track of characters' names. And it takes me like 3 seasons before I like know who people are. And then just like, I was just sitting watching with my daughter one day and some new guy, it was a new opening theme. And some new guy I'd never seen was on the, you know, opening credits, whatever it's called. And I go, oh, who's that? And by the time she looked up, Deku was there. And she just, in her adorable little 3-year-old voice, just goes, it's Izuku Midoriya. And I was like, how have you picked up on that? And also the other like most noticeable character on that is Bakugo. He's called Bakugo, but his first name is Hachan or Kachan. I'm not sure. I think it's Hachan. Anyways, I pointed out Bakugo one day. I'm like, Arya, who's that? And she goes, Hachan. And I was like, that's not Hachan, that's Bakugo. And I was like, who's Hachan? I'm like thinking of all the characters and I was just like, oh my hell. How did she put that? It's amazing. Okay, that was needless explanation.
I'll say that show, before you give the byline, is it runs a lot along the path of like Naruto and Bleach.
Like as far as like shonen?
Is that like the characters? So the character is like a guy unassuming who...
Yeah, it's basically, it's in a future where only 20% of the population is air quote normal and everyone else has what's called a quirk or a superpower. So basically, it's a high school of superheroes. They're learning to become superheroes for the future. So it's really good. Highly recommend it. Next one. This one gets me hot and bothered. Don't be doing that. It doesn't really get me hot and bothered. That was the wrong phrase. But Samurai Champloo. Oh my gosh. I live for this anime. It is freaking amazing. You wanted to watch it with me.
I watched the first episode and the last episode.
Yeah, and you got so pissed because I watched it without you. But it is, oh my hell, it's so great. It goes back like to that time period in Japan, the Edo period. And just like there is so much like historically correct with it. But then there's also like fun episodes. Like there's this episode where they get high. Freaking hilarious. I think that's the same episode. I don't know, but they, you know, and then there's an episode where they play baseball. One of my most favorite quotable things of life come from that episode. It's about a rogue swordsman, I guess. I don't know what he is. And then like a samurai trying to help this girl find, as she calls him, the samurai who smells of sunflowers. And it's just a journey trying to find it. I know that sounds really boring, but it's so amazing. I don't know how to like convey watch this without giving away spoilers.
Well, before you move on.
Oh, okay.
I remembered one for me as soon as you said that. Afro Samurai. Mm. I forgot to mention it on my list. Forgot to put it on there, but I would be dumbstruck if I completely forgot this. Afro Samurai, starring Sam Jackson.
So you know it's good.
As the main two characters in the show. So it's like him as Afro Samurai and him as...
Wasn't it like his spirit or something? Like, well,
spoilers.
Oh.
I can't remember his name, but he plays both those characters, and it's really gritty, really dark. If you watch it, you can watch it. Like, I have a version that's like censored, and it's like a TV version and uncensored. It's like a TV version cuts out all the F words. It says the F word a lot, because it's Sam Jackson. But it basically is like, he's a samurai, and everybody has there's these headbands, and your headband ranks where you're at. So there's the number one headband, which is the strongest swordsman, samurai, whatever, in the world. The number one guy that has it in the anime isn't a swordsman. He has guns, but they're along the same lines. They're the same powers. Like, this guy with guns fighting samurais, it's like an even match. Then there's number two, number three, number four, all the way up. I can't remember how many there are. But only the number two can challenge the number one. So he must use swords, because Afro's a little kid walking with his dad, who I don't think he knew at the time. His dad had the number one headband. And then his dad, this guy shows up, played by Ron Perlman. And
I forgot Ron Perlman was in it.
Yeah. He.
Oh, I love him.
He talks like a snake. He says a lot of S's. It's cool, though. And he basically shows up, cuts off Afro's dad's head, takes the headband, throws the number two headband to Afro, and he takes it and like hides it, and he keeps his dad's head, which is kind of weird. But he goes to this school, and then this dude like finds out that he has the number two headband. He teaches like samurai, so he trains him up a bunch, and then he's gonna like fight him to get the number two headband, and then he kills him, and then this other kid who was in the class like really looked up at the teacher, and then he becomes a bad guy.
Spoilers!
But yeah, so he...
It's a good anime.
It's really good.
It's a good anime.
Yeah, there's two of them. I don't remember the second one as much as the first one, but the first one's super good.
All right, well, moving on.
Moving on.
My next item on my list is Bigata HK, or Yamada's First Time. No, I've mentioned this in a previous episode, but basically this is like, it correlates so much with how me and Brady met. Now, if anyone who knows us out there watches it, no, it's not to the T, but it's basically, the concept is a girl, her goal is to have sex with 100 guys in high school, but she's never had sex before. So she doesn't want to just jump in and do it in fear of being like laughed at, that she doesn't know what she's doing. So she's trying to find, in her words, a cherry picker. But everything with this dopey guy she does goes wrong. Like, she's trying to like be alluring and sexy, so she goes to flash him, but then the lights go out. You know, just things like that. And it is so freaking hilarious. And I felt like, obviously, I met you. I was wanting to sell my wild oats. And like, I just feel like everything I try to do alluring or sexy just right over your head. So this one really spoke to me. I really love it. Moving on, my next one is Shimonetta. I've definitely talked about this one before, but it's another one that gets me excited. It's one that you go into not thinking, like, it's just going to be on another category I have on here of animes that are just fun. Just a fun time. You go into it thinking this is just gonna be a fun time, and it blows your mind, changes your life. It's just, if you
it's like super funny but super deep at the same
time. So it's about like a Neo Tokyo society that anything lewd is outlawed.
Well, it just reminded me, because we were talking about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, how they can take like a really serious issue that's going on right now and they just play it in a way that's super funny. So it's kind of like the same idea of the show. They take something that's like a really serious topic.
Yeah.
But they make it hilarious.
Yeah. So anything lewd, nudity, swear words, it's been outlawed. People have bracelets and necklaces. So if they say anything, do any hand gestures, draw anything, cops will come take them away. And then it's just about these like freedom fighters that are like, this is wrong. Like, sex should be normal. And if you want to hear like more detail on it, go listen to our Shimonetta episode. Highly recommend it. It's such a good anime.
Watch. I think it's like 10 or 12 episodes.
Maybe. It's really good. It definitely is etchy, so be careful. But
it's not as bad as like Sekire. It's got a bit, but nothing like.
Yeah. So anyways, next on my list is Prison School.
Yes.
It is so freaking amazing. Concept is these boys are going to what used to be an all-girls school, but it's trying to like break that mold, be a unique, what's the word? Just
unisex.
Unisex, just a regular school.
All-inclusive, I don't know.
All right, well, so they start by letting five boys in.
Five or six,
and they ended up breaking some rules, and the rules that school's really harsh, and they end up having to go to like a prison in the middle of the school.
Yeah, it's like in school suspension, but it's in a prison.
And it's still in the school, and they're doing like hard labor, but also their classes and stuff. And it is very raunchy, but like, and this is kind of what I was bringing up with like the unnecessary nudity, is I feel like this one has a lot of nudity and naughty things, and so did Shimonetta. But both of them, like, have a purpose. Like, does this girl's nipple need to be showing? Yeah, because this guy's losing. He's trying to arm wrestle her to buy them some time while someone, like, digs a tunnel or something. I don't know. But he keeps getting distracted by her nipple. So he's kind of losing. Then he'll, like, oh, yeah, I have to win. Oh, but I can't see her nipple. Like, start, you know. Did this guy have to see this girl pee? Yeah, because it leads to a whole bunch of shenanigans down the road. You know, like everything has a purpose, and it's just freaking funny. It's raunchy as hell, but enjoy.
It's very along the lines of like a super bad or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's just funny, but it's what's the word? Like, unrepentative. Like, they don't care and they're not going to say sorry.
Yeah, a guy shits his pants in the anime, but you will just cry when you see it.
A guy gets a high heel
up his butt. Oh, there's just so much. So please watch. Please enjoy.
Super funny.
Now, totally switching, we're going to go to a completely innocent anime now called Princess Jellyfish. I absolutely love this one. It's about like an apartment full of like middle-aged otakus, except for our main character Shashimi. She's like what, 18 19? She's like a college student, but anyway, so she is nerdy. They're all big nerds over one thing or another. They don't really take care of their hair or makeup because like that's superficial. They don't care. And they meet this really stylish hot girl who kind of helps them like realize their inner beauty. Like, yes, she gives them makeovers, but especially with Tsukimi, who...
And she talks to them, and nobody that's attractive talks to them, so they don't really know how to react.
Yeah, but anyways, I don't know. Is it giving it away if I explain what the hot girl...
No. Well, okay. It's like the first episode.
Is a boy just dressing up like a girl, just because he likes to do it. But anyways, he starts to fall for Tsukimi. Even her dorky, air quote, ugly ways, her thick eyebrows, her ratty ponytail she likes to wear. And so they both kind of discover inner beauty, but also, like, it's okay to dress up and doll up, if that makes sense. So,
yeah.
Super good, super cute, super wholesome. So check it out. All right, guys, I think we're going to end this episode here. And we're going to make this a two-parter. Our first two-parter. How special. I'm very long-winded, and I could talk for anime about days. Or what the hell, it's late.
For days.
Yes.
Nice try.
Help
It's
me.
not even that late yet either.
Shut up. I'm old. For New Year's Eve, I just went to bed by 11. I was like, do I have to stay up till 12? And the answer was no, I didn't. Okay, and that is our daughter. And that is part of the reason this is a two-parter. She woke up. You'll hear about that in the next episode. So, anyways, Happy New Year. Shout out to our youngest daughter who's turning one this week. How sad. And that's not you. I don't know if the mic picked that up, but I've been Panda.
I've been Brady.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you more about anime next week.